Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're diving into the fascinating topic of the science of space habitats, living and working in outer space. Let's start with a bit of history. The idea of living in space has been a part of human imagination for centuries, from the early science fiction writers who dreamed of lunar colonies to the modern-day scientists and engineers who are working to make it a reality. The concept of space habitation has always been a part of our collective consciousness. But what does it really mean to live and work in space? What are the challenges and how are we overcoming them? Let's delve into this. Firstly, let's talk about the physical challenges. The human body is designed to live in Earth's gravity. In space, there's no up or down, and this can have some strange effects on the body. For example, in the absence of gravity, fluids in our body tend to rise, leading to a condition known as space face, where astronauts' faces become puffy. Another challenge is the loss of bone and muscle mass. Without the need to support their own weight, astronauts' bodies begin to lose bone and muscle at an alarming rate. To combat this, astronauts on the International Space Station exercise for at least 2 hours a day. Now, let's move on to the psychological challenges. Living in a small, confined space with the same group of people for months on end can be tough. Astronauts have to learn to live and work together in close quarters, dealing with everything from personal conflicts to the stress of being so far from home. To help with this, NASA and other space agencies have psychologists and psychiatrists on staff to help astronauts before, during, and after their missions. They also use virtual reality to help astronauts relax and feel like they're somewhere else for a little while. But it's not all challenges. There are also some amazing benefits to living in space. For one, the view is unbeatable. Astronauts often talk about the overview effect, a cognitive shift in awareness reported by some astronauts during spaceflight, often while viewing the Earth from orbit. There's also the opportunity to do groundbreaking research. The microgravity environment of space allows for experiments that just wouldn't be possible on Earth. From studying how plants grow in space to understanding how our bodies change in microgravity, the research being done on the International Space Station is helping us understand our world in new ways. So what does the future hold for space habitats? Well, NASA is currently working on the Artemis program, which aims to return humans to the moon by 2024. This time, they're planning to stay, building a sustainable outpost on the moon's south pole. Meanwhile, private companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin are also working on their own plans for space habitats. Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX, has talked about his vision for a self-sustaining city on Mars, while Jeff Bezos, the founder of Blue Origin, has proposed building giant space stations in Earth's orbit. In conclusion, the science of space habitats is a complex and fascinating field, full of challenges and opportunities. As we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible, who knows what the future might hold? Perhaps one day, living and working in space will be as commonplace as taking a flight across the country. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the science of space habitats. I hope you found it as fascinating as I have. Until next time, keep looking up and keep wondering.